Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Chisate. Torrential rains and mudslides have severely affected road communications along the Chate, Paglapahar and New Chumukidima sections of National Highway 29, forcing authorities prohibiting vehicular movement till restoration of the road is completed. We have a report.
Multiple mudslides have struck between Chate Bridge and New Chumukidima, severely affecting the vehicular movement from Dimapur Chumukidima Kohima Highway. According to police sources, no injuries or casualties have been reported at the time of the incident. The Chate River, swollen above the danger mark following continuous heavy rainfall, has swept away a suspension bridge linking Chumukidima and Sittikama villages. Meanwhile, several colonies in low-lying areas of Dimapur town has been inundated, resulting in significant property damage and widespread disruption to daily life. Multiple landslides also occurred in Kohima, Pak and Semenyo district. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Meanwhile, officiating Commissioner of Police cum Deputy Commissioner of Police HQ Dimapur in a travel advisory requested all travellers and transporters to cooperate and follow the alternate routes and timing for smooth and uninterrupted movements. The alternate routes for vehicles from Dimapur to Kohima and vice versa to take Pimla Mainamzi Jarnapani Mezepema route from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for light motor vehicles. Starting from today, heavy motor vehicles carrying essential goods up to 6 weeks moving upward from Pimla, Mainamzi, Jadnapani, Mezepema will be permitted from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. and those vehicles coming downward from Mezepema, Jadnapani, Mainamzi, Pimla will be allowed from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. The new land Gotovi Jadima route will be allowed only for light motor vehicles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Combined Commanders Conference at the Indian Army's Eastern Command Headquarters, Vijay Durg, in Kolkata today. The conference will continue till 17 September. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also be present in the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Kolkata on Sunday evening and he will spend the night at Raj Bhavan in Kolkata. Technological advancements, coordination among three branches of the armed forces, modernization and other aspects will be discussed in the backdrop of present political situation of the world in the 3 days long Combined Commanders Conference in Kolkata. The Eastern Naga Students Federation, ENSF, in its second phase of its agitation against the Department of School Education's DOSE rationalization order will be sealing all government offices, government schools and restrict the movement of government registered vehicles from today. In a directive issued by the ENSF, all its federating units have been instructed to seal all government offices, government schools and restrict the movement of government-registered vehicles with effect from today. However, the directive stated that essential services including district administration, police, medical, power, fire and emergency services, paramilitary forces and banking will be exempted. Private schools will also remain unaffected. A report.
According to the ENSF, the rationalization move has severely impacted the eastern region of the state, leaving many schools, including primary institutions, without adequate teaching staff. Despite multiple representation, they allege that the Department of School Education, Nagaland, has failed to consult stakeholders before implementing the orders. The student body asserted that the agitation will continue and may intensify until justice is delivered. It further stated that the federation will not be held responsible for any consequences arising from the protests. Asanyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has eased the burden on the common man by announcing major tax cuts in the healthcare sector. Spectacles and lenses, which were earlier taxed at 12%, are now slashed to 5%. This step is set to reduce expenses for the population dependent on lenses and spectacles. Lower GST makes vision correction affordable for many people, especially students, the elderly and low-income households. The landmark GST reforms are expected to strengthen the nation's healthcare system by making medical services more affordable for the people. On to sports now. In the World Boxing Championship, Meenakshi Huda defeated Nazim Kizabey to claim the gold medal in the women's 48kg category. In cricket, India cruised to a 7-wicket victory over Pakistan in the Asia Cup Group A clash at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last evening, extending their unbeaten run and moving closer to a Super 4's berth. While in Women's Hockey Asia Cup Championship, India finished as runners-up after a 1-4 defeat to China. In the final at Hangzhou. With this win, China gets a direct qualification for the 2026 FIH Women's Hockey World Cup to be held in Belgium and the Netherlands. India, however, will have to go through the qualifiers. And the Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rain for the next 3 days over northeastern states. The Met Department has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated pockets over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.